I just slipped out of my ice skates, put on my boots, jumped into my car, and drove here to be with you. Now I've gotten out of my boots, got into my slippers, put on my smoking jacket, poured myself a cup of Joe, and I'm settled in for 4 hours of radio the way God intended. Live, late night, conversational, and unpredictable. And if we're not careful, we might just learn something. Welcome to Coast AM. Richard Serrett here, your friendly neighbor from the Great White North, coming to you live from Toronto and Coast's affiliate, AM 640. And Toronto, where the climate is 6 months of winter followed by 6 months of bad skating. About 70 years ago, America's sleeping prophet, Edgar Cayce, began gaining national prominence in the United States for his uncanny and otherworldly ability to solve perplexing medical questions, all the while in a state of deep meditative trance. Cayce's methods involved lying down and entering into a sleep state, usually at the request of a subject who was seeking help with health or other personal problems. Subjects would not normally be present, and their questions would be given to Cayce, who would then proceed with a reading. Initial readings dealt primarily with the physical health of the individual. Later readings might be given on past lives, business advice, dream interpretation, and mental or spiritual health. Until 1923, his readings were not systematically recorded or preserved. However, an article published in the Birmingham Post-Herald in October of 1922 quotes Cayce as saying that he had given 8,056 readings as of that date, and it's now known that he gave approximately 13,000 to 14,000 readings after that date. When out of his trance, Cayce would not remember what he had said during the reading. The unconscious mind, according to Cayce, has access to information that the conscious mind does not. After Gladys Davis became Cayce's secretary on September 10, 1923, all readings were preserved, and his wife, Gertrude Evans Cayce, generally guided the readings. Tonight, during hours 2, 3, and 4, you're going to meet someone who has been described as Canada's Edgar Cayce. Dr. Douglas James Cottrell is a remote viewer, a medical intuitive, and an energy healer. He also uses, essentially, the same technique as Cayce. That is, he reportedly taps into the Akashic Record, which has been described as a compendium of the totality of human knowledge that is stored in the astral plane. Think of it as the Vedic version of the iCloud. And like Cayce, Dr. Cottrell has done countless medical readings. He has, or at least the soul mind of Dr. Cottrell has, dictated entire books to his son Douglas Jr. while in a deep meditative trance, including his latest book, The Complete New Age Health Guide. So we'll meet Dr. Cottrell in hour two. He'll explain how and why he became a remote viewer and medical intuitive. And then, just as Cayce did, Dr. Cottrell will enter into a deep meditative trance live on the air. And during that hour, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, he'll be able to tap into the Akashic Record and retrieve answers to some of the most important questions and issues facing our perilous planet today. All right, we are heading into some very interesting territory, if you're interested at all in Edgar Cayce, and who isn't. Of course, the American mysticist who allegedly possessed the ability to answer questions on subjects as varied as healing, reincarnation, wars, Atlantis, and future events while in a trance. And these answers became known as life readings of the entity and were usually delivered to individuals while Cayce was hypnotized or in a deep meditative trance. And this ability gave Cayce the nickname the Sleeping Prophet. And of course, Edgar Cayce founded a nonprofit organization, the Association for Research and Enlightenment, that included a hospital and a university. He's also credited as being the father of holistic medicine and the most documented psychic of the 20th century. Hundreds of books have been written about him and his life readings for individuals, though Cayce himself was a member of the Disciples of Christ and lived before the emergence of the New Age movement. Some consider him the true founder and principal source of its most characteristic beliefs. you are about to meet Canada's Edgar Casey, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell. And in the second hour of our conversation, we'll speak with or hear the soul voice and soul mind of Dr. Douglas James Cottrell as he goes into a deep meditative trance live on the radio, and presumably will connect with the Akashic Record and hopefully answer some of the most pressing questions facing our planet today, Earth changes, geopolitics, and more. My conversation with Canada's Edgar Casey, Douglas James Cottrell, when Coast to Coast continues right after this. Douglas James Cottrell, Ph.D., is best known as a trance clairvoyant or psychic. He's a spiritual healer, teacher, published author. He demonstrates many abilities studied by noetic sciences, including telepathy, telekinesis, remote viewing, prediction, and prophecy. He's one of a select few able to demonstrate all of these abilities, and even fewer who are considered a reliable information source. Douglas James Cottrell, welcome to Coast AM. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be here with you, my friend. As always, I'm delighted to be on the air with you.
How do you feel about being known as Canada's Edgar Casey?
Well, it's kind of a compliment. I'm a neophyte compared to the great Edgar Casey. My mentor, Ross Peterson, was my shining light. He was known as the new Edgar Casey. He was out of Michigan. Flint, Michigan, actually, and back in 1974 is when I met him. And so to be here kind of in his shoes and along with Paul Solomon, Edgar Casey, and Ross Peterson, we've all got this handle called the Sleeping Prophets. And so I'm quite honored, and it's a pleasure to be here. Of course, I've been, you know, the best-kept secret for 40 years, as my good friend Robert Appel would say. I've been doing it for that long. So on one hand, I really am pleased to be known as Canada's Edgar Casey, but I'd also like to be known as Douglas James Cottrell.
Sure.
Prophet or something like that, Sleeping Prophet. So.
When we throw around terms like remote viewer and clairvoyant and psychic and ESP, explain the difference. What's the difference between a remote viewer and a psychic, for example?
Well, these are definitions or I guess people are trying to delineate exactly what the psychic abilities or the abilities of the soul, the power within. And in the courses I teach here at the Mini Mansion Spiritual Center near Niagara Falls, we teach the difference. And it's a matter of, let's say, a progressive advancement of awareness. And you can start off in the preliminary stages, and a lot of people, when they do, they stop there. They become intuitive in some degree, and they play around with the elementary things, and they don't progress to a higher level of consciousness. So starting off with basically remote viewing is being able to see at a distance. Mind projection is projecting your mind so you sort of take a walk. And by taking a walk, I mean you start off from a certain location, and then you proceed, and you actually are aware of your movement through time and space, where remote viewing is simply going to a defined place and seeing that place. For instance, when we do readings on people, we look at the person wherever they might be in the world, and the criteria to do that is that we need to know their name and their location, and that's it. And then the mind, the intuitive mind, the quantum mind, as we like to call it, goes to that person and becomes that person for all intents and purposes and reads their conditions as if they're reading a medical chart. Not only is this mind, this soul mind, able and capable of doing this, it has the ability to find remedies and solutions for problems that people may not have been able to find in any other authoritative way. And so we have this ability to remote view, go to look at the person at a distance, examine them, and then contact another body of consciousness or authority that we term the Akashic Records, and give specifically remedies to and circumstances, if you will, help them make decisions and whatnot. Give that specifically to the person, and it has a tendency to be highly accurate. And of course, after 40 years, I've been one of the most documented intuitives in the country, with every session being recorded or documented. The other forms of gifts, going from mind projection, it's to telepathy. These are all the same sort of quality of the mind, of the soul mind. Telepathy is a communication between minds, and that is, some people are senders and some people are receivers. And then people like me who have practiced or studied, you get to be a sender and a receiver. When I'm doing a lecture for people, for instance, I'll often halfway through or near the end of the session say to the people, I've been answering a lot of your questions tonight. You haven't been asking them. Isn't that right? And they'll all nod their heads, because during the course of the lecture, their questions are coming to my mind, and then I'm all over the page, so to speak, in answering their questions. At first, it was kind of discerning when I was, you know, have you got any questions? And everybody's shaking their head. No, I thought I did a poor job. But after some time of practice, I was able to find out that telepathy occurs more commonly than we know.
Well, as you mentioned, Casey is referred to as the sleeping prophet, and you use the same technique. And in hour two of our conversation, you're actually going to go into a deep meditative state, and I'm going to be communicating with your soul mind, and we're going to hear your soul voice. Talk to me a little bit about that process, about the deep meditative state. Give me a mental, or all of us, a mental image of what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, again, it's a higher level of mind. It's not a mediumship. And I mention that only in attempting to describe what this soul mind or high mind communication is. The way we believe it works, and I have to say that, you know, whatever I'm saying is based on my opinion and my experience, but no one knows how God works. Nobody knows how God is thinking. So in understanding the high self or the soul mind, which is a part of the Christ consciousness, of the universal consciousness, if you will, we can only know in part. So I'm just qualifying what I'm saying. The idea is that mediumship is a connection between myself or my mind and someone else who is another consciousness who is discarnate. I prefer to avoid that area. There's all kinds of realms and heavens above. And so I try to stay to my own responsibility. My high self or soul mind is perfectly capable of going out and collecting information, in my opinion, and bringing it back, as opposed to using somebody else who is channeling, or somebody else is a medium, or whatever, a stand-in of some sort. So I kind of, and people work very well in those realms or regards, by the way. I prefer to use the soul mind. What happens is that it's almost like a hypnotic state. We've since come to understand this quantum meditation method as an ability for the mind to become more active. It's called shamanti in the East. And what it means is that there's a separation between the conscious personality self, where the ego, logic, the intellect, the reasoning and deductive abilities of the personality mind are kind of put on hold. And I've coined the phrase that's the rational mind. So the rational mind is the personality, or what we know as our consciousness. The contemplative mind makes up everything else. It's the soul mind, where all the abilities, the spiritual psychic abilities are. And the word psychic shouldn't be used as fortune telling. In this case, it's used for noetic sciences, which is the study of human consciousness. And this greater consciousness is the high self or soul mind. And so we're going to go through the subconscious mind. The body is going to be put into a state of rest, or it's going to be put on hold, if you will. The conscious personality mind is somewhat subdued, and then the greater conscious mind, the soul mind, is able to communicate. And the great Edgar Cayce, my mentor Ross Peterson and Paul Solomon, and I'm sure Rudolf Schneider and other people have the same ability to connect to this greater consciousness, which is the high self or soul mind. And
so you're going to be, for all outward appearances, you're going to appear to be asleep in this leather reclining chair, which I've seen. And your son, Douglas Jr., this is in hour two, your son will act as sort of, well, he'll sort of shepherd us through and guide the readings. I will be speaking to you or to your soul mind, correct?
That's correct. This is why Doug acts as a conductor, because it's sort of like a hypnotic state for those people who want to compare it that way. This personality mind is set aside, and you'll hear the voice change. You'll hear a different manner than what I'm talking right now. I have a teeny tiny little cold in my throat. That's why I have this nice, rich radio voice tonight. But too much of visiting the family with colds today. But in any event, you will be listening to this high self speaking through me, for all intents and purposes, the low self, and Douglas will conduct it. And that means he'll give me suggestions, he'll say a prayer of protection, and he'll help locate you. And we need to know where you are, Richard. Are you in Toronto someplace? Or?
Yes, I am. I'm at the Chorus Radio headquarters here, the affiliate for Coast to Coast AM in Toronto, AM 640.
Okay,
and
right.
That's located on the lake shore, right on the lake.
Doug, so, did you get that?
Yep, I'll get everything.
Okay.
So those
Doug's
coordinates
on the other
are
line
those coordinates
to jump in.
Okay, so those coordinates are important. Those coordinates are important for you to have.
It seems to be. The soul mind, no matter where the person is in the world, I'm constantly, as a researcher, amazed at what the high self or soul mind or whatever state of mind, the quantum meditation that we use, the ability that it has. On a YouTube video we have by our good friend Tom Ramstein Regalin, there is a YouTube video where, you know, on my Blog Talk Radio show, a lady called up some time ago asking the whereabouts of her nephew. He apparently had been drowned in a creek or river in Colorado, and nobody could find his body. During the radio show, while I'm wide awake, so to speak, and talking as I am to you now, by the way, this deep trance meditation or quantum meditation allows you to constantly develop your intuition so that you don't actually need to go into a deep state of meditation. You become psychically aware and demonstrate all the healing abilities, also the meditation or psychic abilities, including spiritual healing and seeing auras and having profound dreams and visions and being able to interpret them, etc.
Right.
However, in this YouTube video, you'll hear the lady ask the question where her nephew was. And I was able to describe the scenes that popped in my mind very quickly of where the body was, that it was deceased, and that it would be found by two men who either had rifles or fishing rods over their shoulders. I couldn't quite see it 100% clearly. Later on, the lady's called back, and she reported that the nephew had been found exactly by two fishermen in the place that I had described, and that he was found immediately, whereas the authorities had said to her that it would be a year or two before his body more likely would pop up. Now, as a researcher looking at that, during that course of the radio show, my mind reached out and found this body that nobody else could find. It described a future event, a clairvoyant event, what was going to happen, and then it actually precisely came true. It was reported in some of the Colorado newspapers. This is what intrigues me and makes me wonder and appreciate this high self or soul mind. It seems to know, well, just about everything, but on occasion it holds back. It won't say specifically details, but it will, generally speaking, give information and in a profound manner. So this ability.
And you have, and excuse me, Douglas, and you have no recollection. I mean, for example, in the second hour, when I'm speaking with your soul void or your soul mind, in hour three, when you come back on, when you're out of this deep meditative trance, you're going to have very little, if no, recollection of what we talked about in hour two. Is that correct?
That's correct. Remember, we're going to go through the subconscious mind and we're going to go to the soul mind. And the best recollection, I guess I could say, would be that it's like having a dream. You wake up in the morning, you knew you have a dream, you feel it, you sense it, but you can't remember the details of the dream. That's what happens to me.
And you have dictated, while you're in this deep meditative trance, your soul mind has dictated entire books to Douglas Jr. For example, The Secrets of Life and The Complete New Age Health Guide. Both of these books were dictated from your soul mind to your son. Is that correct?
This is true. We had research people, including our good friend Robert Appel's, an attorney, retired. We had other very informed people ask these questions, and the Complete New Age Health Guide is in its second printing. It's doing very, very well because it addresses what we're best known for, which is health matters. My whole life started with my daughter, Sherry Ann, being in an institution. Ross Peterson telling me that she didn't need to be in the institution, that there were things that could be done to her. This was in 1974. And so in that same ability to look at a human body, to see what's going on in the body, what the stresses or conditions or the disease in the body is, and then to give remedies for the same, is a profound source of information that, well, I don't want to sound vain, but it's almost not available anywhere but through this source. And this book that we put out called The Complete New Age Health Guide, many people have reported with reviews what profound amount of information, or the level of information, is high quality. This is, again, from a source, a psychic source, a spiritual source of information. I'm not a medical person whatsoever. I've never been medically trained, and yet this book addresses many of the issues that are out there right now and help people in a variety of ways. We also
you're tapping into the Akashic record, which I described earlier in my introduction as sort of the Vedic version of the iCloud, but this is the totality
good,
that's
a good example. Mm-hmm.
But it is the totality of human knowledge located somewhere in the astral plane. Is that the idea?
Well, I have a little different. The astral plane is one dimension above the earth plane where we live. There are other levels of consciousness above that. I have come to the conclusion that the Akashic records is such that we are, on a spiritual level, all connected, all of us.
All right, no question. Listen, we'll take a time out. We'll come back as Led Zeppelin takes us into the break. My conversation with Canada's Edgar Cayce, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, right here on Coast to Coast. My name is Richard Serrett. Please stay with us. Welcome back. Up here in the Great White North, I have a little chat show called The Conspiracy Show, which airs out of Toronto on AM 740 Zoomer Radio, and we're also picked up by about 30 U.S. affiliates and counting. The website, richardserrett.com. Let me spell the last name. It's S as in Simon, YRETT.com, richardserrett.com. And please say hello on Twitter, at Richard Serrett. I'd love to meet and greet every one of you. When we come back, oh, that was Joss Stone, incidentally, coming back in. How can such a soulful voice come from such a young person? Joss is what, maybe 25 at the most. She must be an old soul. And that's what we're talking about, the soul, you know, where it comes from and where it's going. And we'll get back into my conversation with Canada's Edgar Cayce, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, in just a few moments. And then at the after the top of the hour, or in the second hour of our conversation, I'm going to be speaking not with Douglas directly, but with his soul mind. He will be, as was the sleeping prophet, Edgar Cayce, he will be in a deep meditative trance connected to the Akashic record. And I will ask the soul mind of Dr. Douglas James Cottrell some of the most pressing questions facing our planet, of a geopolitical nature, earth changes, and much more. And hopefully he'll be able to get us those answers directly from the source, the Akashic record. So we'll take a time out, come back, and talk with Douglas James Cottrell. Let me just leave you with a quote from the great sleeping prophet himself, Edgar Cayce, it is not at all of life to live, nor yet all of death to die, for life and death are one, and only those who will consider the experience as one may come to understand or comprehend what peace indeed means. Back with more of my conversation with Canada's Edgar Cayce here on Coast to Coast AM. And we are back with Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, remote viewer, medical intuitive, clairvoyant, healer. And Douglas, we are again coming up in the second hour of our conversation. I will be speaking with your soul mind. You will be in a deep meditative trance, and your son, Douglas Jr., will be sort of shepherding us through this. When you're in this state, this deep meditative state, and you are sort of opened up to the Akashic record, is there any danger? Are you in any physical or psychological or emotional danger when you're in this state?
Good question, Richard. The answer is affirmative. When you reach out in your mind like this, you go through the higher dimensions. The astral plane is a very dangerous place. Edgar Cayce had an image of following a blue light and arms trying to reach out and grab him. But as long as he kept going forward, he was all right. I was recently invited to the Edgar Cayce organization in New York. And our friend Jack there was, we've had lots of conversations about this. The idea is that two dangers. One, that you're getting in touch with something. There are mischievous entities out there. And, you know, the forces of light, the forces of darkness. So we always say a prayer of protection, which you'll hear Douglas say, "Dear Lord, please protect this inquiring mind from any and all negative influences, regardless of source. Amen." And this is something anyone practicing meditation, especially the higher levels or forms of meditation like quantum meditation, that they should use this prayer, because your mind is going out into the great beyond and you might not know what you're getting in contact with. And there are deceivers and there are mischievous entities and misguided souls out there. So that's the danger of walking through the spiritual neighborhood, if you will.
Well, you're not a young man, nor am I, but I mean, I happen to know you're recently a senior citizen officially, 65.
65 in 2 weeks on the 30th 65. Of December, and I'm hoping everybody tonight will send me $65 for my birthday present.
Okay. All right. Duly noted. But, I mean, is it physically exhausting when you come out of this DMT at the end of hour two of our conversation? Are you going to be pretty much spent?
Well, this is the second danger, which is during this course of this technique, the heart rate is lowered, the respiration goes down. It looks almost like I'm not breathing. And we've had many doctors and scientists here. We've had everybody from in society from all realms and all backgrounds. And they've noticed that when this meditation is taking place, that it looks like I'm not breathing. And again, it's a deep hypnotic trance, if you will. It's a matter where the body is put on hold. And so at the end of the reading, which this is an historic event, Richard, where we're going to be talking to several hundred thousand minds tonight, if you will, through the radio itself. So I've never, ever done this with so many inquiring minds. We're already getting people calling the office here. The phone's been on call waiting, beeping during the break here. So we'd ask people to wait until after the show and not to call my office directly. They can go through the website, douglasjamescottrell.com, and email us and join our newsletter and do Twitter and Facebook, things like that. And we'll get a hold of everybody, but please don't call during the show. While this state of mind is going on, the heart rate is lowered, the amount of breathing is lowered. And so the body doesn't take on oxygen. It lowers the oxygen level in the blood. And you'll hear at the end of the reading, it'll say the body is becoming deplete. That means that the oxygen levels are lowering in the blood. And this is the danger. Edgar Cayce was warned during the war years when he was doing 12, 24 readings a day. Albeit they were short readings, 5 or 15 minutes on people, as I understand. It could be wrong. But he was warned to take a break. Ross Peterson was told the same thing, and I think the only difference between those gentlemen and myself is that Up until now, I have constantly done readings just about every day of my life. When I first started out, I was doing 4 readings a day because I thought the world needed me. And Edgar Cayce came to me in a dream or vision, believe it or not, and he said, Douglas, it doesn't matter. And I had 2 paths paralleling going up over a grassy knoll, and the sun was rising. And I took that to mean that my career in following in his footsteps, or paralleling his footsteps more exactly, was that, you know, I shouldn't be doing 4 readings a day, 7 days a week. It doesn't matter. I'm okay. I can have my own life. But I really thought the world needed me because of what happened with my daughter and getting her out of the institution. I was so grateful. So fast forwarding it, now I do maybe 1 or 2 readings a week. And because I'm 65, you know, at the end of the month, we still have expenses and we still have this institution that we're attempting, this college, if you will, that we're attempting to establish. And we do all this research. And people can find, you know, I'm on iBooks and iTunes and Kindle and Amazon. We have a lot of free stuff on our website, douglasjamescottrell.com. And we're trying to, my purpose in life at this point is to educate people that they can develop themselves, that they want to be another Edgar Cayce or Ross Peterson or Douglas Cottrell, they can be. And we have courses from time to time, and people are developing themselves because quantum meditation is the type of meditation. I mean, I'm biased, of course, but it is the way to open up to all the other abilities.
And let me ask you about the book that you dictated to your son while in a deep meditative trance, and that's The Complete New Age Health Guide. Just give me a sampling of some of the ailments that you tapped into the Akashic Record in order to sort of, you know, to, you know, find out some remedies and so forth. Let me ask you about something that's kind of, it's out there, it's not understood, it's often misdiagnosed, but it seems to be very widespread, almost epidemic, and that's chronic fatigue syndrome. I mean, is that something that Douglas Jr. asked you about while you were in a DMT and that you were able to tap into the Akashic Record for answers?
I believe so. This is what I usually get, the hard nut questions. I've had medical people from naturopaths and chiropractors to people who have done research on autistic for children, autistic causes, to medical doctors. And in particular, I think there's a whole page on chronic fatigue syndrome and low energy. And Douglas is on the line. Maybe we best ask him about what's in the book.
Yeah, let's welcome Douglas Cottrell Jr. to Coast to Coast. Welcome aboard, Douglas.
Hi, thank you, Richard.
So when you asked your dad, who was in a DMT, and you asked him about chronic fatigue, not to put you on the spot, because obviously the complete, this is an encyclopedic work. I mean, this is a huge tome.
I was just going to say, yeah, we often tell people that this book was 40 years in the making. It really is the legacy of my father's work over the, you know, several decades of doing these quantum meditation readings for the public.
And so if I were to throw out something like chronic fatigue syndrome, do you happen to recall what your father's soul mind was able to ascertain from the Akashic Record?
Yeah, as I recall, talking about chronic fatigue and low energy, what was coming out is that it's related to toxicity, and very similar actually to what my father was just talking about coming out of a quantum meditation reading, is that the body's oxygen level becomes depleted. And as the oxygen goes down in the blood, the person becomes tired, et cetera, et cetera. And the reason why the body becomes toxic, of course, is multi. There are numerous reasons why people become toxic.
Now, you mentioned Douglas Sr., Robert Appel, a retired attorney. In fact, he wrote the foreword to the Complete New Age Health Guide. And I have spoken to Robert, and we may hear from him. He may call in later. But he provided an interesting testimonial. Robert has had numerous, you know, health challenges throughout his life, and he has come to you for answers. And he talked to me about something that he suffers from. I believe it's called claw disease. And nobody seems to know what causes it. Can you talk to me a little bit about Robert Appel's ailment, this claw disease, and what you were able to find by tapping into the Akashic record.
Okay. We recently were discussing that. Robert, you know, in my situation, what I do, I've found that the parallels between myself and Edgar Cayce are pretty exciting. Robert Appel takes the place of Dr. Housie, that was a friend of Edgar Cayce's who was constantly in need of readings. My life's, I'm not digressing too much, but my life has been that Edgar Cayce's family had a handicapped child or a problem with a child, and so did we with Sherry. I have two sons, the same as Cayce. Our astrological charts are very much the same. And so the people who showed up in my life, including the investors and the people who have helped me establish the Mini Mansion Spiritual Center, there's the parallels between Edgar Cayce's life and mine are amazing. And so Robert's experience he must have had 300 readings over 40 years or sat in on different people's readings. He was describing his hand was starting to claw up. This is a very common, it's a fixation of the hand where it starts to look like a claw. And currently, according to Robert, there is no scientific research about this as to the cause and effect of why the body constantly does this, is subject to this. During a session, which he was about to undergo some surgery or some sort of severe treatment, he had a reading in which he asked the question, what causes this claw hand illness or disease? And the reading immediately went away from the hand and went to the brain, and then started to discuss the effects of what's going on in the brain, and that the brain and the body are now sort of at war, where the brain is feeling that there's something under attack or the hand is under attack, and as such it starts to claw up. And although surgery might be used, which usually is the protocol, and when that happens, it initiates a whole new round of the body protecting itself, thinking it's under attack again.
And so, the surgery works for a short time, and Robert was told this by his physician. The surgery, and you would need repetitive surgeries. The surgery will work initially, but then slowly the hand will begin to claw up again. And there is no cure. It just you can only forestall the inevitable. But by tapping into the Akashic record, and again, we have to point out you're not a physician. People should consult their doctor. But you were able to ascertain from the Akashic record that the disorder is centered in the brain, not the hand itself.
Yeah, what was interesting, Richard, is the reading told Robert that surgery, which was the medical protocol, would actually make the situation worse. And the reasoning behind that is because the brain believes the hand is under attack, and then once surgery takes place, it's sort of reinforced that. So the brain keeps sending more and more energy, and it builds more and more scar tissue. And what the reading told Robert was that there was a very obscure acupuncture Chinese medicine technique that if done properly would sort of reset this brain hand connection and then it wouldn't happen anymore.
So, almost like a hard reboot.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I'd never heard of this before. It is not a common condition, but as Robert was telling us last night on our other program, it does affect millions of people around the world, even though it's not common. And the current mainstream medical protocol is to do surgery after surgery after surgery without really addressing the cause.
By the way,
yes,
Richard, Robert didn't go for the surgery, and his condition improved because he went for the treatment or followed the reading.
And again, the treatment was to go to a practitioner of acupuncture and essentially put the arm asleep to do, as he described it, a hard reboot. And even the acupuncturist was somewhat reticent, hadn't really even heard of this technique before. Is that correct?
This is kind of what the readings come up with. I'm smiling as I'm saying this because this makes my whole life's work worthwhile, is that the highly trained medical practitioner is given guidance through this Akashic record, high self source of information, and it invents things. The readings have invented surgical procedures in the past, and they've invented, I use the word invented, perhaps I should say they've disclosed information, including this one where the acupuncturist was reticent to try this, but it worked. And so this is evidence. My motto is faith is built upon belief, and belief is built upon evidence. This is what got me started in believing that intuition, deep trance meditation, the quantum meditation method, Edgar Cayce, Ross Peterson, and others were valid sources of information, and what saved my daughter, brought her out of the institution, and brought her home following similar information. So this idea, this suggestion, this remedy, given freely, and again, there's lots of free stuff on my website that is similar to that, this information was given, and now there's some practitioner out there who has at his or her control some method to help people, and nobody will ever hear my name. But this is a good thing. We just put it forward.
And that's all contained in the Complete New Age Health Guide, again, which was dictated to Douglas Jr., who joins us here as well on Coast to Coast, by your soul mind.
That's true. There's many, many of these, nuggets of information in this book. This is in its second printing. And this book, by the way, has been recommended by Dr. Bodner. Maglon, we have Chris Belfry, we have Jonathan Alderson. These are all medical people.
All right. Listen, Dr. Cottrell, we'll take a time out. When we come back, I'm going to be speaking with your soul mind. You'll be in a deep meditative trance, and your son, Douglas Jr., will be shepherding the reading as you connect with the Akashic Record. Can't wait. Live on the air. Canada's Edgar Cayce. My name is Richard Serrett. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM.